Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Everyone, it's Linda Ockwell. Jenna here again with an SBCN Small Biz podcast. We have one of our brand new members enjoying a chat with me today, the one and only Bill Judge, and he has such a fantastically fun business. He's a wedding officiant authorised by the province of Ontario to perform weddings, i.e. solemnized marriage. Hey, Bill, that sounds like a fun business to be in.
Oh, absolutely, Linda. And I don't know if I've ever been referred to as the one and only before, but it's pretty exciting. Being a wedding officiant is absolutely fun. It's I would say it's kind of a blast, actually. I enjoy what I do, bringing couples together to do that make it legal in their relationship, and just having a great time doing so.
Well, let me tell you this. I've been in business. I've got two businesses. I've been in business now 22, almost 23 years. I have never networked or had a member for the SBCN with anyone like you before. You are quite the character. You stand out from the crowd. So what decided your, you know, what was it about this kind of business that you decided you want to get into, Bill?
Well, I have a background in hospitality, and actually I studied hotel restaurant management at Ryerson back in the 80s, and was in the restaurant business for about 8 years before I met my wife, who had a job in the real world. So, you know, way back when, I just, and even in high school, I worked on a lumber desk in a building supply store. So I've always been, like, you know, in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I left the restaurant business, I went into customer service, so dealing with professional buyers, buying our company products. And as I, along the way, I was involved with some church groups, men's clubs, leading the way with these organizations. And, you know, from time to time, we'd do an event like a golf tournament or something like that. So I'd MC and host those. And then in 2011, I had the opportunity to help a group of people start a new congregation in Milton, and was, you know, chair of council, served on worship, and, you know, I did outreach and stuff. So I was standing up in front of people talking. And in 2017, as I was edging towards 60, I'm going, what am I going to do with myself when I retire, whenever that might be? Not thinking yeah, it'd be as early as it was, but I had a few friends who were end of life celebrants doing funerals, and I knew that because they were not, I knew that they didn't. You didn't have to be ordained as a full fledged minister to do that. And I thought, okay, well, I guess that's something I could do. And I'd actually done a service for a friend of my wife's, and then I did a eulogy at another friend's. And so I was thinking, okay, well, maybe that's something I can do. But, you know, when you think about it, it's not a happy occasion. And typically you don't get more than a few days to plan. But that was all I knew. I hadn't even thought about doing weddings or anything. But I happened to be in the summer of 2017. My nephew got married, and it was in the front yard of their house. And I attended that ceremony. And they had... The person who presided over the ceremony was not the minister from their local church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why, but they weren't. And so I approached that person after and said, hi, are you from the church? She goes, no, I'm not. I said, oh, okay. And she says, and in fact, I'm not ordained. And I went, oh, that's unusual. So mm-hmm. She told me all about Clergy Support Memorial Church and All Seasons Weddings. And told me that, she didn't have to be ordained to do wedding ceremonies. And in fact, they look for people who are, like, you know, good public speakers. And that sort of kind of fits the bill with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a conversation with Clergy Support Memorial Church. They have a credentialing interview, and then you do a police check. And They give you a course to take on how to deliver a wedding ceremony. And then they submit your credentials to the government. So I am what's referred to as a designated minister with clergy support and Royal Church, recognized by the government of Ontario, as you said previously, to do the legal aspect of a wedding ceremony. And I get all of my weddings through a company called All Seasons Weddings, who is, I'll kind of shorten the description by just saying it's my booking agency, if you will.
I love that, Bill. You know, the other thing, you've got the kind of voice that really resonates with people. I mean, you, I don't know whether you've ever been on the radio. And the other funny thing for me, your last name is Judge. So it's kind of like, to me, a judge can marry, can't they, or things in some places. So you've got the voice, you've got the name, you've got the personality. I will say when myself and Dave got married, it was my second marriage. We had an officiant and it was in Stratford on the Tom Patterson Island. And it was a stressful time for us. I won't go into why, but it was. So we found it difficult to find someone. I wish I could have found you then. So we did get this lady. I won't say who or where from, but she was really bossy. It didn't really ruin the wedding, but I'm the kind of person that says yes, no, three bags full. She says no photos during the ceremony, no this, no that, no the other. And to be honest, you know, I wish I'd have known someone like you or even you back then. So if we do have a renewal of our vows, because it'll be 20 years next year for us, I would come to you, Bill, because I think if you said no to me, I'd be able to say, but Bill, why? But I was just, I was just so scared of this woman. I'd never networked with her. And I thought to myself, I wish we had more photos of, you know, things going on. Mm-hmm. So did you think it's okay to do that if you're an officiant, say, this is my rules and you have to keep to them? Or,
well, you know, everybody is different and every situation is different. Perhaps the, you know, I don't know who the person's background, but to me, I kind of let the couples do whatever they like. You know, I'll give you an example of a photography situation shortly, but I'll just jump back on the fact that you said I've got a pretty cool last name.
Yeah. And,
yeah. In fact, I have gotten bookings because of my last name. when I received the request from All Seasons to do a wedding for a couple and I connect with them, I always ask, so how did you come to choose me? And some have actually said, well, you have a really cool last name. and that kind of leads into the fact that, you know, to marry people in Ontario, you have to be either one of two groups of people. You have to be a member of the judicial society, like a magistrate or a justice of the peace, designated municipal court clerk, or you have to be a member of clergy.
Oh.
Well, I'm a member of clergy, even though a considerable portion of the wedding ceremonies that I do are non-religious. They're just civil variety.
Yep.
You know, I'm a pretty laid back, easygoing kind of guy. I don't set any rules. In fact, I always tell the couple two things in terms of talking to the photographer. The photographer is going to want to know if I have any rules.
Yeah.
I'll stand out of the way for the big kiss. And my answers are no and yes. rules would be, you know, like don't stand within 5 feet of me or don't stand behind me or don't do this or don't do that.
Yeah, that's fair, Bill. I like those rules.
I said my rules are your rules. Whatever the couple wants is whatever the couple gets. And when I go to pronounce you married, and there's always the kiss that follows that, I pronounce married and I say, hold on. And I slide out of the way.
Oh,
so that they can do the big smoochy without me standing in behind them.
Well, you are absolutely lovely. You're selling it to me. So I take it then that you're not a kind of, because you're not a new business, but you are a small business. So basically, you're not finding it hard to find clients because of the type of business you are doing. But, you know, in the early days, for our listeners, they'd be really interested to find out, how did you find your clients? How did you market yourself, Bill?
Well, initially when I started, you know, it was really kind of a question as to how many weddings I could do. All Seasons told me that, oh, you might do 5 to 10 weddings in your first year for the first few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, okay, well, that's a start. At that time, I was still fully employed. So it was like kind of a part-time gig. in the fall of, late 2017. I did two weddings before the end of the year. And little did I know going into 2018 that I would quit my job and move from Milton to Kitchener in October of 2018. And we ended up doing that. But I didn't know that. So, you know, at the time I was satisfied with, 5 to 10 weddings is a good start. And I was thinking I was probably going to work until I was 65. And, you know, various, you know, circumstances, you know, led us to move sooner than that. And I retired from working for the man, as I call it. My wife is a self-employed virtual assistant, so she can do that anywhere.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
It was very easy for her to move her business to Kitchener. And she actually teased me. She says, I thought we were moving here so I could retire. And I said, sorry, I'm the one that's retired. But initially, all of my weddings were coming through the portal with All Seasons Weddings. Seasons is one of the largest wedding efficient businesses in Canada. Mm-hmm. We're in 5 provinces, and there's about 650 efficients just like me. And in fact, in the Kitchener area, the addresses of Kitchener, Cambridge, Waterloo combined, there are 15 wedding officiants that work for.
So they have a website. Sorry, yeah, interrupted. So say 19 years at the moment, 19 years ago, was this organization active then, or didn't we know what to look for, myself and Dave?
I don't know that they existed prior to that. I don't really know the date.
But it's a good idea, isn't it? Because now I would know where to go, because there's an organization that, like a speakers bureau, really. You know, I use speakers bureaus, so that is absolutely wonderful. So they were getting you some work initially.
Yeah.
But then, for instance, you joined the Small Business Community Network. And at first I thought, and I know you said at one of our events, well, I don't think any of you may be getting married, or maybe you will have, what's it called, Bill, where I said Dave and I have next year, maybe renewing the vows.
An anniversary or a vow renewal.
Yeah. So you say kind of, you know, nobody here might want my services, but you still joined as a member.
Yeah.
So I believe that in your case, you're out and about networking, whether it's virtually or at events, and your personality and the way you approach people is perfect for getting clients. I don't know whether you would agree with me.
Well, yeah, that's exactly why I've joined the networking groups. As I said in the beginning, all of my weddings were coming through the portal. You know, it's one of the top search engines in the country. So people would plug in the city that they were in, and they would find a list of officiants, and they would go through them. And, you know, I have a little video on the website there, and then there's my picture and testimonials and stuff like that. And couples choose me for a number of reasons. I'm a guy, I'm old, I got gray hair, I got a cool last name, I like my video, all that stuff. In the beginning, it was all through the website. And, you know, there's a lot of officiants who only care to do 10 or 20 weddings a year. And so, you know, they don't do too much networking, and they don't do any Facebook. They don't have their own website. I don't have to have a website because the company's got my profile on there.
Bill, how many weddings have you done this year alone? Because we're into almost April, aren't we?
Yeah. So far this year, I've done 4 weddings, but I have about close to 40 on the books through the balance of the year. Once we get back from our anniversary in May, I go gangbusters from May 13th right through practically to November. I think I've got officially one Saturday open, which is October 21st, but I have an inquiry on that. So I'm hoping that'll take. I started marketing myself on Facebook and getting my own website because I really wanted to, you know, do a lot of weddings. You know, I'm 65 now, but, you know, I could continue to do this for the next 5, 10 or more years.
Would you say though, Bill, that you are finding it easy to get the work because you are with this larger organization? And would you also recommend to anybody listening who wants to get into this line of work, would you recommend that you've got to be a certain kind of personality or a certain age or a certain demographic? Or can anyone do this, Bill?
Well, certainly anyone can do this. You certainly need to be an outgoing, not afraid to stand up in front of total strangers and speak, because, you know, I do meet the couples virtually and sometimes in person, or a lot of times in person before the actual ceremony. But it's everybody else that's there. And so if you're apprehensive about standing in front of people, then it's not for you. Generally, they like public speakers and people who are, you know, like a senior person, not in terms of age, but in terms of their profile within industry, somebody who's confident on their feet, anybody that could be classed as an MC type or.
That makes sense, Bill. So I guess it would be a really good idea to give the website of the organization that you're under the umbrella of to our listeners so they are aware of it as well, if you don't mind.
Well, allseasonsweddings.com.
So that's easy to Google. If they can't find that, they can come to me or you. You know what, Bill? I'd love to continue this conversation when you come back for your anniversary cruise. Congratulations and have a fun time. You are a really lovely person. I've got a good instinct about people. And at first I thought, he's a judge. Is he going to arrest everybody? And then I thought, no, I'm only teasing you, my angel. So listen, first of all, I want to say thank you to you before I say thank you to our sponsor. I want to say thank you, Bill, because you've made me realize that, you know, if anyone out there wants to find an officiant, you know, to find someone like you to be at their wedding or their renewal of vows would really, really make it a wonderful event. So thank you. Thank you also for being a member of the SBCM, Bill. And I hope you enjoyed our chat today and you'll come back again after your cruise.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I've enjoyed this chat. And you know what? You too could be a wedding officiant.
I don't think so. I'm a shy person, you know.
Oh, no, you're not.
I'm kind of busy with my two businesses. But before I let you go, Bill, I do want to acknowledge our lovely sponsor of the SBCN Small Biz Podcast, one of our lovely members who is not too far away in Brantford, Brad Poulos. He's the owner of Mentors. He's also a professor at a university. He's just written a new book. He's the most amazing person. So thank you, Brad, for being our sponsor. And most of all, thank you, Bill, for making me laugh and for being such a wonderful, wonderful human being. And we'll see each other again after your cruise.
Yes, thanks.